get y'all anything else.
Welcome to Breakfast with Brett Pope. I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full. Almost.
Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love whatever happened to angel food cake. Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
It is actually Emma Maloof Halloween.
Yes.
New day.
I know.
Are you a Halloween person, like dressing up, candy, scary
totally.
Movies, any of that?
No scary movies. I cannot do scary movies.
Interesting.
No scary movies for me. No like haunted houses, haunted corn maze, anything haunted or scary is a no-go for me.
Okay, full disclosure. You and I were both, you had a little cameo in Sauce Boys, which
yeah.
we've talked about.
Yeah.
And then we went to go see the screening at one of the Chinese theater
yeah.
screens, right?
Yeah.
And the
Ooh.
Thing that screened before Sauce Boys was this weird animated
yeah.
horror
it was
thing.
Bad.
It was horrific.
It was horrific.
I could not stop watching it. It was so
no,
weird.
I left.
Yeah.
And then came back in
Let me tell you
when
what
Sauce
happened.
Boys started. I don't know if I want to know
have
what
nightmares
happened.
About this? No.
I'm good. I'll pass.
No, it was just the weirdest thing.
It was so
It
weird.
Was almost like outtakes of a horror video game. And they're
disgusting.
Like, oh, we'll put the voices in later. Let me just talk. And I've been drinking for 5 hours. That's kind of what it was like. Like the villain was like, hey, see you over there. I'm going to get you. And like they only had this little girl that was being chased. She kept going, oh, ah. Oh, and that was all. I was like, did they not have anyone to do that? It was real weird.
It is
very disturbing.
It was very. I left. I was like,
so
nope.
What is the scariest movie you've ever seen then that you can tolerate?
A Quiet Place.
Oh,
great movie.
A Quiet Place.
I love that movie because, you know, I don't know if I would consider it horror. I know that that's what it's classified under, but
yeah.
I feel like it's more of a sci-fi thriller.
I agree.
If anything.
I agree.
Both one and two are fantastic films.
Yeah, because there's not much. It's definitely a little bit scary, but there's not much like
yeah.
blood and guts
it's just
or anything
a lot
like
of
that.
Suspense and yeah. like, yeah. But anyways, no, I love growing up. We
mm-hmm.
in Seattle.
Yeah,
I love dressing up because
okay.
acting. I love to become different characters.
Of course.
And Halloween gave me an excuse
yeah.
to like go all out every
right.
year. And but in Seattle, it's cold and it's rainy, so you'd get all dressed up. But you walk outside and it's like 55 degrees. And so everybody's wearing these giant puffer Patagonia jackets, all the kids. So you actually can't even see what your costume is because you're wearing the giant puffers. So at my church,
you guys all look like the guys from South Park, basically.
Yeah.
yeah.
So what my mom and dad did was, you know, because they were the kids pastors,
yeah.
they'd throw these giant things called fall fun parties.
Oh, that's cool.
And like from top to bottom of the campus, there was games and stations and characters walking around and every kind of fun, like kind of carnival game that you could possibly play and treats and candy. And every year they'd have a guest singer, like a guest band, like a guest Christian band. So
yeah.
one year there was this kids Christian band called Go Fish, which I grew up listening
right.
to. Oh, it was like the best concert of my life. It was so great. And so, you know, I grew up.
First
celebrating
of all, there's,
Halloween
there's,
that way.
There's no better name for a kid's Christian band than Go Fish.
Go Fish.
That's amazing.
It's so great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I grew up doing that. And then when we moved to Austin, it was very different because it's warm. And all of the cul-de-sacs would throw cul-de-sac parties. And so it was kind of like Halloween potluck style. And so everybody brings like a Halloween kind of dish,
yeah.
themed dish. And so one time I brought these fun cupcakes that I made in like Halloween colors and I put little ghosts on them, that
yeah.
kind of thing. But I actually got to dress up in costumes and walk around and trick or treat because I didn't have to wear a giant puffer.
Nice.
And people could actually see my Chronicles of Narnia Lucy costume.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
So what are your kind of, what's your thought process when you're putting together a costume?
Oh. As magical as I can make it.
Yeah.
The last 2 years have been really fun for me because my friend Lauren and I, we go as like a pair. So one year she went as Bellatrix Lestrange and
yeah.
I went as Hermione Granger. And we go out and we took all these awesome photos.
Yeah.
We made our wands. I got the most awesome outfit that was I think that it was super close to the real thing.
Very cool.
And I did two outfit changes, which I think was even cooler. I had my school uniform, my Hogwarts school uniform that Hermione wears. And then I had the outfit that she wears in the last film, which is like a hoodie and a jacket and jeans and Converse and stuff. And so I had two outfit changes that year. And then the following year, I was Sleeping Beauty and she was Maleficent. And we went into the woods great. And we took all these great pictures and it was really fun. And so we've had fun like going as a pair every year.
Yeah.
And now her and I are roommates and one of my best friends, Bryn from Austin, okay. is now also our roommate. So it's the three of us. Goodness. So we're kind of trying to like figure out what the three of us are going to be this year. And like, of course, we're still going to go trick-or-treating because that's so fun and you're never too old for that.
So what are some of your top things that you would like to get for trick-or-treating and what are your bottom things?
Top things would be mounds.
That's so weird.
I love mounds.
I always tell Tressa, nobody likes mounds.
She does
too.
Mounds.
Yeah, she likes mounds too. Yeah, fine.
I
There's
love
two
mounds.
People.
And, you know, I've now acquired a taste for Snickers. I used to not like them because I wasn't a fan of things with nuts in them.
Okay.
Just, I've never really loved nuts and things, but I've started, my Mimi loves Snickers. And so I kind of started to acquire a taste for Snickers. So, you know, if I get a Snicker, I'm happy.
Gotcha.
But also like Reese's peanut butter cups.
The Reese's peanut butter cups with the pretzels in them?
I have not had those.
Chef's
those
kiss.
Sound delicious. Mm. That sounds really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, but I love Reese's peanut butter cups. And then I think bottom would probably be Butterfinger or like, Payday. Or,
I don't even know what Payday is.
I don't even know if they make those anymore.
Okay, here's my tops.
Or Milky Way, because that's
Milky
just
Way
super
is so
basic.
Boring.
That's
so
basic.
It's like Snickers without the nuts, kind of. Butterfinger, it's my favorite candy bar.
Oh!
Although it's completely stuck in your teeth, though.
Then if I get any Butterfingers, I'll give them to you.
Me. I love some of the things you only see at Halloween. Candy corn. I don't know why.
No, since I was a little kid.
I always thought it was fun to like put the candy corn on my
on
teeth,
your teeth
and you look like a vampire.
That's great.
It tastes very waxy. It's like waxy like sugar candy. And I like it. I know a lot of people hate it, but they come around every year.
I know.
Smarties, only around on Halloween.
Did you know that one year for Halloween, my Poppy was a Smartie. And so he hot glued Smarties all over his costume was great.
I love the Smarties. And if I'm talking about like when I grew up in Nebraska, there was always somebody in the neighborhood that would make popcorn balls, which is basically popcorn. I think it's tied together with like corn syrup or something. And it's just like, you know, just Happy Halloween, everybody. I hope you got some good ideas for how to come up with your costumes, what kind of candy to avoid or to enjoy, which is, I guess, everything because we had the opposite taste, which I think that's what we want, right? Happy Halloween.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.